Hi guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is October 16, 2021. Always remember that all I have is in me and I have no limits. Today, I don't know if you remember my last episode, I talk about nervousness, okay? And in this episode, I really want you to give you the best tips I could find on the internet, okay? And you can be secure about these tips because it is a page that is really recognized. It is the, this is the abbreviation of this association. It is ADAA, and this means Anxiety and Depression Association of America. Okay, triumphing through science, treatment, and education. So I hope this webpage is going to give you the confidence to believe on those tips, because honestly, I was going to put it like on proof to see if this tips work, because let me tell you what happened this week to me. Okay, I apply to a job where they need bilingual people, okay? And then I was like, I was ready. I felt that I was ready, and I was so excited about the job. I was so excited about what this job could be about. So I sent my request to apply, okay? And then when they answered, they told me that I need to do a test. I needed to do a test. And I was like, okay, like a kind of a quiz. So I was like, okay, yeah, I can do it. I was thinking like how difficult it could be, right? So when I was doing the test, when I was doing the quiz, I think it was on Thursday, I was so nervous, I swear, I haven't been so nervous in my life before, because, I don't know, I was nervous and I was stressed, because, okay, I was like, I was thinking on myself, like, okay, if I mess up this, I'm going to lose this opportunity, and maybe they are not going to believe that I can do it. And okay, well, I was like, I'm always forcing myself to do things that I know I can do it. I know I can do them. Like, for example, if I know that I am so bad at something, at doing something or whatever, I always try to, okay, stop for a minute and think like, okay, you can do this, okay? And as I always told you, like, I'm always talking with myself. Like, I'm always like, okay, Monse, you can do it, you can do this, you can do that. And, okay, before I began that test, I was like, okay, I'm going to find out some tips or something to avoid this nervousness and this stress, okay? And what I found in this page, which I already told you the abbreviation is ADAA.org, it says, okay, that the best, like, strategies or tips you can follow to reduce your feeling anxious or stress, the first one, it was take a time out, okay? Like, what do I mean by this? If you have the time, you can practice maybe yoga, listen to music, get a massage, learn relaxation techniques, and then maybe stepping back from the problem helps clear your head, okay? Because you are in a relaxed, in a moment that is full of relaxing stuff, okay? Also, it says that eating well and balanced meals, I don't really think that this could work, but you can try it. And then if it works for you, well, we get it. Limit alcohol and caffeine, okay? So this is a really important tip. And I consider this tip as good as not just for reduce anxious and stress. It could be for everything, okay? I think alcohol and caffeine doesn't make you a better person, okay? Because these two can aggravate anxiety and trigger panic attacks. So we want to avoid that, okay? Also, get enough sleep, okay? Because when we are stressed, our body needs additional sleep and rest. And if we don't rest the time that is enough for our body, or if we don't sleep the 8 hours a day our body needs to rest, this can be like, with the time, this can be a reflection of your body of how you are not sleeping well, okay? Exercise, obviously, okay? And I proved this when the pandemic starts. When the pandemic began, I was so like depressed and stressed because I used to have a routine where I was almost all day out of my house, working, hanging out with friends, doing exercise, going shopping, the things that I was always out of my house. And when the pandemic arrives and everybody needed to be at home and you cannot like go out and, you know, socialize, I was start feeling so depressive and stressed because I have to stop all my routines. And my doctor and my psychologist, they told me that I needed to do exercise. And I was like, okay, but how am I supposed to go out to do exercise? And they were like, okay, do it at home. And okay, I'm going to be honest, doing exercise at home is not a best idea. If you can't do it like outside of your house and maybe socializing or whatever, but if you want to like do it by your own, it would be better. But I really recommend that it's always out of your house, like in a garden, in a park, in a road that is full of like maybe trees or like a kind of a forest or something, because it will help you a lot. And this is help because this is helping you. It's gonna help you because this make you feel good and maintain your health. Okay. Also, take deep breaths. Take deep breaths before you are going to do an activity that is going to make you stressed or nervous. Okay. This also helps a lot. More, even more, if you are counting up to 10. Slowly, okay? 1, 2, 3. Repeating and counting to 20 if it's necessary, okay? Do your best, okay? Instead of maybe aiming for perfection, which is impossible, be proud of however close you get, okay? Accept that you cannot control everything. Put your stress in a perspective, like, and ask yourself, it is really as bad as you think? Okay? And whenever you get the answer, you will be feel better. Okay. Maybe welcome humor. This also works for me too much. A good laugh goes a long way. Believe me, try it if you haven't. Maintain a positive attitude, always. Like, no matter how you feel or how stressed your situation could be, make an effort to replace negative thoughts with positive ones, all right? Get involved, volunteer, or find another way to be active in your community, which creates a supporting network and gives you a break from everyday stress. This is kind of socialize, okay? Socialize with the people, whoever is around you. Learn what triggers your anxiety. It is work. Maybe it could be your family, school, or something else you can identify. Maybe you can write a journal when you're feeling stressed or anxious and look for a pattern. And this also works a lot, because whenever you feel any kind of feeling, it doesn't have to be depression, anxiety, or nervous necessary. It could be fearness, it could be sadness, happiness, whatever like feeling you feel. If you write it down in a notebook or in a paper, I don't know why this technique works, but you relax every single emotion that you're feeling. And it's fine, and it's good, because whenever, maybe another day that you start feeling again the same, you can go back to your notes and read it. And this is going to remind you that everything's gonna be okay and that you were fine. And you will find a way to get away of that stress and nervousness or whatever, okay? And the last tip, talk to someone. Tell friends and family you're feeling overwhelmed and tell them or let them know how they can help you. Talk to a physician or a therapist for professional help, like a psychologist, or if it's needed, to a psychiatric doctor, okay? Always remember too that not because you go to a psychologist or to psychiatry, that doesn't make you a crazy people or a crazy person, okay? Just think about this 5 seconds. Am I crazy because I'm going to a psychologist or to the psychiatrician? Like, no, you're not crazy. You have too much self-love. Because when we really care about ourselves, we always try and want to find the best way to feel better. For us, not for anybody else. All right? So I hope, guys, that these tips are going to help you in different ways, okay? Because really, you need to really focus on what you feel and how you felt before maybe start listening to my podcast. So you can organize always your times to practice maybe all these tips or maybe just one or a few, because I know some of these tips are going to help you, okay? So thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you had a great, you have a great weekend, and see you next episode. This was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. Thank you guys. Bye.